But the ethical breaches extend further than just the ones that are shoddy about economics or about finances. Anyways, Sprouse writes this in part. What part do I want to get to? He concludes that this is all about sexual harassment. At the start of April, the New York Times reported that Fox News had paid $13 million over roughly 15 years to settle various sexual harassment claims against O'Reilly. At the time, I wrote that the scandal didn't yet threaten O'Reilly's kingship over cable news, but that could change if the exodus of advertisers grew large enough. So it has come to pass. In the week following the Times' revelations, half the show's advertisers jumped ship, and the evacuation only grew as time went on. And then he lists some of the usual suspects that took aim at O'Reilly for obvious reasons, and ultimately some of them prevailed. This brings us to the final brute reality, writes Sprouse. O'Reilly is insanely rich and powerful. This is where Horvat's inequality piece comes in. O'Reilly is insanely rich and powerful. The O'Reilly factor is Fox News's biggest profit source, which in turn is 21st Century Fox's biggest moneymaker. O'Reilly has paid $18 million a year, and it dominated the cable news ratings for 15 years straight. He has the monies and lawyers and other resources to protect himself should anyone take exception to his bad behavior. Again, don't you see the ethical breach there? So, through the ill-gotten gains of financial resources, he is able to continue the ill-advised and sinful activities that he's performing while he's working at the ill-gotten gains. I mean, what's everything that should be up is down, and everything that should be down is up. In other words, the thing that brought O'Reilly down, the gargantuan flow of money from his advertisers and media empire. Blah, 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 blah. Now, here's why this stuff matters, and it matters to you. Because once the breach is crossed, and once you've unmoored from the attachment to the source of ethics, which is the teaching of Almighty God himself, and the teaching of his Son, our Lord himself. Once you've unmoored from this, the errors, what does error create? Oh, Bitter Church, we're not going to go through this stupid exercise again. Well, we might have some new listeners. What does error, E-R-R-O-R, what does it create? When you're in error and you have left the firm, loving, charitable, guiding hands of the truth, and you descend into error, if the error is not corrected, what does it produce? More errors.